I spent the next Saturday perched on the front steps, lazily watering the lawn, waiting for a poem to descend from the midday Los Angeles haze. Paying special attention to the dry patches, I slowly turned the front yard into grassy swamp, forcing the ants and beetles to scramble over one another as they sought higher ground on the aluminum Montgomery Ward fence that surrounded the yard. There was a different vibrancy to 24th Street that day. The decibel level was the same, but a grating Hollywood hullabaloo replaced the normal hillside barking dog and nigger cacophony. The newest rap phenoms, the Stoic Undertakers, were filming a video for their latest album, Closed Casket Eulogies in F Major. Early in the day, I had wandered into the production tent to audition for a part as an extra. The casting director blew one expanding smoke ring in my direction and dismissed me with the curt, "Too studious. Next, I told you I want a menacing or despondent, and you send me these bookworm junior high larvae?" Moorbound Video Works was on safari through the L.A. jungle. A caravan of film trucks and RVs lurched through the streets like street metal elephants swaggering through the ghetto Serengeti. Local strong-armed youth bore the director over the crowds in a canopied sedan chair, his seconds shouting out commands through a bullhorn. Buona wants to shoot the scene through an orange filter to make it seem like the sun's been stabbed and the heavens are bleeding onto the streets. Special effects, can you make the flames shoot farther out of the barrel of the Uzi? Mr. Edgar Barleyburrows wants the guns to spit death. More blood! You call this carnage? More blood. My street was a soundstage, and its machinations of poverty and neglect were Congo cinema verite. Quiet on the set, camera, roll sound, speed, action. Carloads of sybaritic rappers and hired concubines cruised down the street in ghetto palanquins, mint-conditioned 1964 Impala lowriders, reciting their lyrics and leaning into the camera with gnarled, intimidating scowls. Cut. The curled lips snapped back into watermelon grins like fleshy rubber bands. How was that, massa? Menacing enough for ya? You got them pissing their pants in Peoria. Now one more take, and this time make sure they defecate their dungarees in dubiecue. Our local councilman, Pete Hush Money Brockington, walked past my house wringing his hands and bragging to the passers-by about the loads of money pouring into the neighborhood coffers. I only saw the bulge in his pocket. When the civic carpetbagger ventured into firing range, I pressed my thumb into the nozzle and sprayed him with a water jet from my Montgomery Ward, Birmingham Special garden hose. He was about to chastise me when my mother, obviously of voting age, opened the screen door. "Gunner, stop playing with that hose!" Councilman Brocklington waved to her. My mother ignored him and sloshed across the lawn to inspect my job, then joined me on the steps. I looked down at her sopping wet feet as she wriggled her toes, tiny bubbles squeezed through her canvas sneakers. "Mom, I need some tennis shoes." "What's wrong with the ones you have on now? They're damn near new." "These are skateboard sneakers, and I can't play basketball in these." "What? You stopped skateboarding?" "I played basketball for the first time the other day, and I think I'm going to be pretty good. Besides, the streets out here are all fucked up. Cracks, potholes, broken glass. You can't skate on that. Every time I fall, I get cuts, ribbons, and my wheels get all thrashed." "Well, what kind of shoes do you need?" "I don't know. Something like those ones they advertise on television, I guess. Something expensive, I suppose." "Don't people get shot for wearing those shoes?" "Ma, it's not the shoes. People get shot because someone decides to shoot them. Anyway, I'll get Nick to go with me to the store." "Okay, I'll give you the money tomorrow." A member of the film crew yelled, "Sound!" and the beats to the Stoic Undertaker's latest single, "Exhume the Dearly Departed and Take Their Watches," kicked in. Reflexively, my eyes closed halfway, my shoulders hunched toward the ground, my right foot tapped softly on the stair, and my head began a faintly perceptible bob. "Your taste in music sure has changed." "How could you tell? I thought you were tone deaf." "When you used to listen to rock and roll, your head used to bang so hard I thought it was going to snap off and roll into the street. Now you look like you're strung out on heroin. Your body just teeters from side to side like you have an inner ear infection. Reminds me of Gene Kelly in those Sailor movies. Gunner, why don't you buy some tap dancing shoes instead? It'll be safer. No one would shoot you for your tap dancing shoes." Gene Kelly Ma tap dance? Vaudeville is dead. You want me to change my name to Bubbles and start singing them Call Me Shine songs? No one would have to shoot me. I'd die of shame. Geez, you're sensitive. What topics of importance are these hoodlums singing about anyway? The spoils of war, I guess. My mother and I stopped to watch lead rapper MC Smarty Pants wave his flamethrower over his head and recite his frenzied verse. Ah, yeah, I'm the ghetto fascist, inner city black Mussolini, the cruel druid, dousing your dick in lighter fluid, then eating it up like roast weenie. Oh, what the fuck? Ketchup, mustard, relish. I barbecue niggers, so why embellish the hellish, full of hate, causing my fate, Satan, devil's prime mate. What's with all the homoeroticism? People talk about the white man's penis envy. The white man ain't got nothing on these genital-obsessed hip-hoppers. I know, Ma. You should hear the guys at school. Suck my dick, slob my knob, lick my stick, non-fucking stop. There's this one boy whose nickname is Big Dick Black, and if someone asks him, how big is it? He yells back, 3 fists and tip. I don't get it. Never mind. I pause. Mama? Where do poems come from? Why, you a poet too? Soon as I write a poem, I will be.